Now, we hear in numbers like 50 million, 87 million. The reality is, probably every user or nearly every user has been collected many, many times by many companies, and Facebook has no accounting for where that data is today.
An unruly passenger was shot with a stun gun, arrested, and forcibly removed from a flight Sunday following an incident fellow passengers caught on video. The Chicago-bound American Airlines plane sat at the gate at Miami International Airport for over an hour due to the disturbance. The man was removed from the plane for allegedly assaulting a lady. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up around 20 points. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Hillary Clinton took a swipe at the press yesterday for the way it covered her candidacy for president during the 2016 presidential election. Hillary was speaking at the Pen America World Voices Festival. Take a listen.
Mainstream political coverage was influenced by the right-wing media ecosystem. Relentlessly negative news has had a leveling effect that opens the doors to charlatans.
With the reboot of the TV show Fuller House, Candace Cameron Bure is back in the spotlight, you could say. She also has a new book coming out tomorrow titled Kind is a New Classy. She joined Fox and Friends today to talk about where kindness has gone wrong these days.
I feel like when we turn on the news and flip on our computers and the TV screen, we see all the tragedy and the heartbreak that's going on in the world. It's so divisive politically, and that's really why I wrote the book, because I wanted to put that spotlight back on kindness and say we can start with the small things, and let's change the culture by changing ourselves one person at a time.
She also reflects back to her time on The View.
Well, you know, I really did enjoy being on the show, but it was tough at times. It's tough to be the only voice at a table that has one specific viewpoint. Mm-hmm. And so I always wanted to be respectful and kind at the end of the day.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, once again, it is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. I think the gang's all here today.
Gang is all here, folks. I am Mike Hewitt, my co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Listen, guys, let's just jump right into it because we've got a fairly long list today. This week, the Supreme Court handed the Trump administration a loss on immigration. And, of course, the big news circling around that was Gorsuch was the tie-breaking vote. Miles, did you follow that story?
Yeah, I did. I didn't really see it as handing the Trump administration a big loss. I know that the Hair on Fire committee wanted it to be that way. But I think all Gorsuch was really trying to get at was that Congress drafted poorly worded legislation.
Right.
And he just wasn't going to legislate from the bench, which is not his job.
No, and it's, by the way, first off, you and I absolutely agree on that. An interesting side note is that the Obama administration advanced essentially the same general language. And the fun part about that is that the media didn't go out of their way to mention that. And I would submit to you that it wasn't President Obama, nor was it President Trump, but it was the bureaucracy of both administrations advancing the same narrative coming from the same Congress within reason. Just to your point, very poorly crafted legislature. But the media wants us to believe that this is to be used as a measuring rod for things to come, and they're trying to let everybody think that Gorsuch is squishy, not Ludwig von Wiedendorsky squishy, but squishy nonetheless. What's so funny, Ludwig?
Oh, just
do you need a rag for that squishiness?
Oh, yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, he blows in the wind. I mean, if you... never mind, we won't go there. Ludwig, we've missed you, man.
Yeah, now I get to defend myself. This is great.
Oh, yeah, it's fun stuff. Listen, here's the problem with it. And I said early on when Gorsuch was first nominated, I said there are going to be times when both sides of the aisle, opposite times, by the way, are going to be not so impressed with him because he's a rule of law, original constitutionalist, and that doesn't always fit into either side's narrative. I personally applauded it. That was my take on it. You, Miles, do you agree with that statement?
Yeah, I mean, it was very tempting to legislate from the bench, and he decided to, stick to his job description rather than become insta-legislature.
Right, which goes back to the original constitutionalist statement. Did you happen to read the majority opinion, any of it?
No.
The reason, and I can never say the lady's name, so help me with it, the Obama appointee that had virtually no experience, but she was hard left. What's her name, Kagan?
Sonia Manor. Kagan?
Kagan.
No, Sonia Manor.
Well, you're right. I take that back. I absolutely stand corrected. Both of them, but I was reading Kagan's. The opinion was ideological. It's, in my view, it was ideological. Now, Gorsuch joined with it because of the constitutionality, the lack of properness. But to me, there are a whole bunch of ideologues sitting on that bench. Do you agree with that or no, either one of you?
I want a judge that isn't politically driven, like a Gorsuch. He's not going to agree with you on everything politically? Great. It's what the law says, and that's the way it should be.
Right.
Unlike a Chief Justice Roberts, who recreates the law to make Obamacare constitutional by calling it a fee or a fine rather than a tax.
Right.
And that's governing from the bench. I'd rather have a Gorsuch who I may not agree with politically, but by law, it's the truth.
Yeah, I still say someone had something on Roberts. He flipped on that so quick. I guess I don't want to rehash it, but in general, you and I agree. We talked about it on the air at the time, and it was so unreasonable for his history that I could only be left with a narrative that Obama had something on him. Now, Miles, that was probably before, I think that was before you were on the show, so what was your opinion of that exchange?
Yeah, so I thought Roberts punted his job. I think he's an establishment hack, and I think that the establishment had a different take on that whole arrangement.
Right.
I lost a serious amount of respect when Roberts made that ruling. What was that, like 2013 or 2012?
Yeah, it was early. It was early on, and it was disappointing only because it was right up there with Roe v. Wade, where you cannot find the words in the Constitution that they decided to hang their hat on constitutionality with. It was ideological rather than constitutional or legislative law, and it's just a gigantic difference. And I know that both sides of the aisle can applaud some of these ideological decisions as they blow back and forth in the wind over the years, but to me, that's a really dangerous, slippery slope. It is what Thomas Jefferson warned us about. Listen, before we run out of time with the break, let's switch gears for just a minute. GOP balks McConnell shuts down bill to protect Mueller. We won't have enough time to finish this topic on this before the break, guys, but I'll go to you, Miles, first. What's your opinion of of that? Is that a good thing, a bad thing? Where do you stand on it?
Well, I think it was a ridiculous thing. This is a pink unicorn made up by the Never Trumper Hair on Fire Committee, who's still living this fantasy that Trump's going to fire Mueller. And where is this coming from?
It's coming from the fact that they need to keep their Uber left, or the Hair on Fire Committee, to your words, they need to keep that fire going. And so if they don't constantly throw red meat into the mix, those folks will get bored and go back and start doing their jobs and watching sitcoms on TV. So they can't let that happen.
He did say the other day, though, that he wasn't out of the question. He kind of kept the fire stirring a little bit himself.
Trump, you mean?
Yeah, he said, I'm not going to fire him. And when all this raid came out, he said, are you going to fire him? He goes, we'll see. He didn't say no or yes.
You know what? I saw that. My pushback to you, though, is my greater problem with the entire concept of the Senate, and we talked about this on the radio, I think, last week. My greater problem isn't Mueller. He's a temporary. He's a pimple in the history of the United States. It's going to get plucked, and life will go on. My problem with it is the constitutionality of the division of our different branches of government. To have one branch tell the other branch of government, these are the people you can employ and must employ no matter what you decide as administrators of your branch of government. That is not what has kept America strong. That type of ideology is very, very foreign to the tenets of our country.
I don't agree with the law or the blockade that they were trying to put in. But just saying that, where did this come from? Is the obviously the Hair on Fire Committee that Miles talks about, the Never Trumpers are trying to push it through because Trump does play with them, and that's part of what people like about him is he's a playful guy.
Ludwig, I get it, but I got to push back on you a little bit. I don't think that any of the folks trying to push this legislation forward actually were trying to push it forward. I think it's truly sound bites and things that they can include in their fundraising letter. I don't think they ever give one iota about it. I think this was about, I push back on the overall reaching ideology of it in general. But that said, I don't think they wanted to get this done. They just, this is a fundraising mechanism. Miles, am I wrong?
I agree.
You agree?
Yeah, Miles? I mean, because, you know, I think, let's just say Trump did actually fire him. The only thing you're going to get is Mueller 2.0.
Right.
That's the whole joke about Rosenstein getting fired, Mueller getting fired, or Sessions getting fired. You're just going to get another variation of another swamp creature is all it is. So you may as well just ride this one out.
In general, I agree with you. The only pushback I'd give you a little bit, and maybe this is ideological on my point, But Sessions is truly as weak as circus lemonade. Now, this guy, I mean, of the errors that I could identify Trump made, I think Sessions is in the top five. Listen, folks, we've got to go to a break. We'll be right back on that point.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Can you remember the last time you had a great night's sleep? How you felt the next morning? More energized. More alive. Feel the difference of deeper sleep daily with the new Tomorrow mattress. Designed by the world's leading sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding and delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code HAPPY.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Thanks for joining the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Here we are, ready to jump back in.
We are in it, folks. Listen, I'm Mike Hewitt, Miles Bauer, and Ludwig von Wiedendorski, my co-hosts, all talking before we went to break about Mueller and whether he should be fired or not. Again, I think Sessions is as weak as circus lemonade. That said, when I stand back from the Republican Party or party politics in total and just put my citizen hat on and look at what we're watching in Washington, D.C., guys, I'm telling you, I submit to you that everybody's hair should be on fire. We've got a big, gigantic train wreck going on within our Congress, but more than the Congress, within the bureaucracy. We talk about it often, but I can't help but go there again. I'm the guy that's been saying for decades that our judiciary is our single most broken branch of government, and I'm going to add to that now that our Department of Justice, the way it's established on a federal level, is as absolutely far from our founding fathers' vision of what the United States' destiny should be as it could get. To me, it is absolutely broken. So where I want to go with that statement, let's just do a little bit of a round robin. I'll start with you, Miles. What do you think would happen? That's just one of those supposed things. What do you suppose would happen if the media and the bureaucracy convinced both sides that the government was absolutely dysfunctional, as I personally believe it is? What if everyone all of a sudden went, jeepers, all of this stuff that both sides are saying is correct? Sometimes I wonder. What say you, Miles?
I don't think it would ever happen, because I think the establishment is there to continue to keep the establishment in power. I think we've seen this twice now in history in our lives. We've seen the establishment come out against Reagan. We've seen the establishment come out against Trump. They truly are there. They're ensconced. They're not going anywhere. When Trump's gone, they're going to come back. I just think that the federal government is broken. It's always going to be broken. I think the experiment failed.
Wow, that's pretty strong stuff. Ludwig, what say you?
I don't think it would change anything. I don't think people are aware, or even, I'm going to say it, intelligent enough to understand what would be going on to think it's broken. They would still see the president. They'd still see Congress. And go, what do you mean it's broken? They're still working.
Listen, but if you get on nightly news, and I really, folks, it doesn't matter what channel you put on. Both sides of the aisle, at least on a media spectrum, are trying to convince you that the thing is off the rails. To Miles's point, by the way, when you were talking about how it won't happen because the establishment is going to continue it, I had flashbacks to doing studying for the first novel I wrote, and indeed the second one, under the current concepts of what they refer to as continuity of government. That's a fail-safe for what happens if we had a nuclear war, civil war, some type of general strife that caused the immediate failure of our culture and society. They've got a continuance of government program that would absolutely blow the average person's mind. It blew my mind when I started reading the things that they've actually got in motion now, not science fiction, the things that they've got in motion now to make sure that there is a continuance of our federal government. It was eye-opening, eyebrow-raising, all of that to me, shocking what they've actually got in place and have started to put into place going back as far as FDR. Every administration forward, without exception, including Obama, has added on to this continuity of government theme. It's the train that can't be derailed, I think, is what I'm hearing from both of you. Is that true?
Yes.
Miles?
Right.
I think that's scary. Listen, it's not that I want to end the government, folks. Don't think that I'm being shrill. But it's what I've been joking all along when I point at the 2.79 million federal employees. It's too big to stop. It's HALE. It's Space Odyssey 2001 with HALE, the computer that can't be stopped. The things that they've got in place for our Republican form of self-governance, it isn't our government anymore. That's the part I guess I'm trying to communicate to you, and that's what I find most fearsome. You guys both are probably right. We can't stop it. That, to me, is fearsome.
Well, when you look at an agency like the FBI, which has no real constituent oversight, can go and lie and do whatever they want, raid a lawyer's office on a whim, and what are we going to do about it? Nothing, because they're not electable, they're not fireable. What are you going to do?
No, and listen, it even goes beyond that. We elect folks, both parties, all parties, let me add, including independents, we elect folks to be in Congress as our representatives. Not because we're empowering them. That's not what that's supposed to mean. It's supposed to mean that we put them on office to represent us. And yet you've got an FBI and a DOG that, in total, by the way, in total, if they don't want to respond to Congress, they don't. That's the same. That equates to me to them flipping off the American people. Both sides of the aisle. I don't care, folks, if you like this and didn't like that. For your Department of Justice to flip you off and say, we aren't going to comply. Go to hell. We're not doing it. That is over the top.
And that's just one agency. Don't even get started on the EPA or the FDA or any of those that are on the same lines. And who controls it? It's not the people.
Well, but it's supposed to be the executive branch. And when you mention the EPA, keep in mind, wasn't it Tricky Dick that put that in there and Carter that put it into motion?
Yep.
I mean, we've got to sit down and say this has been a bipartisan train wreck. Now, the Trump administration has reeled in the EPA significantly and made them change their verbiage and change some direction. But listen, the only thing he can change is the appointments that he can make there. The actual federal employees that are the people that do the daily, their minds aren't changed one iota. They still see themselves at the top of the pickle barrel. I look at it and go, this is a problem if folks really believe, if they earnestly believe, both sides of the aisle, if you earnestly believe in representative government, you have a problem, because we don't have that anymore.
Oh, we're so far away from it. It's scary. And it's so far away in such a short period of time. We're only a little over 200 years old as a nation. This isn't that long removed from the original founding.
I think it's fearsome. I put on Facebook the other day, I quoted Thomas Jefferson, and I do that about every 3 months. It's the same thing I've put on Facebook, literally. I post it in a lot of different places every 3 months. I passionately believe it. I won't bore you folks with me reading it, but the long and the short of it is that, I'll just read the opening sentence, I know of no safe depository of the ultimate powers of the society but the people themselves. And it goes on to say that if you folks don't find them enlightened enough to do it, to shoulder that burden, don't take the power away from them, educate them. And we're doing the contrary to that. We're doing the opposite of that, which is why I beat the education drum so much. And now you've got huge swaths of the American public, both sides of the aisle, that have no clue whatsoever what our government, how it's supposed to function, the division of powers with the three branches, etc. That's absolutely fearsome to me. The Electoral College, get rid of it. And the number one reason to get rid of it is that folks don't understand it. Hit the brakes, pause, slow down to navigation speed, and read it first. All of these things. Read how the EPA got started, because, folks, I submit to you, if you take control of your government, you can fix it by forcing government to get rid of or whittling down these agencies to an appropriate and manageable level. Correct, Miles, or no?
Yeah, I'm a little more struck with how amazing it is. Had Hillary won, we would have never known about all of the corruption at DOJ and FBI. You and I would have been sitting here today talking about something completely different.
I suspect you're probably right, but listen, the Democratic Party in total, we don't have enough time before we go to a break to really dive into this, but the Democratic Party in total this week has made profound statements that they are going to walk away from working Americans. In other words, those crossover Democrats that voted for Trump, they're walking away from them. I found that flabbergasting. When we come back from break, we'll talk about the 16-year-old, the push for 16-year-old votes. They're making some really profound changes in our culture and inevitably even how we elect people. That's very fearsome when their view of this is short-sighted. And I'm not even trying to take them ideologically to task. I'm only asking them to pause and step back from the equation and say, are you sure this is what's best for America? I get why it might be best for your party in the short term, but is what's best for your party really what's best for America? I submit no. Folks, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
How are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his entire career to educating baby boomers how to avoid becoming prey to market volatility and the retirement spend down trap. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David's now offering free copies of his latest book, Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad, to the first 1,000 boomers to respond to this message.
To receive David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, call 866-913-1234, 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
USA Radio News.
The search continues today for a man accused of killing 4 people at a Waffle House in Nashville, Tennessee yesterday. The authorities say they are no closer to finding the suspect, and they consider him to be very armed and dangerous. Law enforcement spent Sunday searching for Travis Ranking, who police believe used an AR-15 to gun down diners at the Waffle House. James Shaw Jr. is being hailed a hero by Nashville's mayor. He explains how he was able to wrestle the gun away from Ranking.
I was maybe punching or hitting or whatever I was doing with my right hand. And then once he released it, he had it at one point in time, he had it in one hand. And then when he had it in one hand, I just took it from him with both my hands. And then I took it and I threw it over the countertop.
French President Emmanuel Macron arrived in Washington today for the first state visit of a foreign leader since President Donald Trump took office. This is USA Radio News.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guaranteed to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently, even if you've tried another other company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You are listening to The Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. You should take a look at that website, just saying.
RenegadeRiver.com, and also follow us at TheMikeHewittShow.com. Listen, folks, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski joining me, my co-hosts all, as it were. Ludwig, you were talking during the break. You said, and Miles, tell me if I heard it wrong, but Ludwig, you said you think there's no reason why 16-year-olds shouldn't be allowed to vote. Is that correct?
No.
More than squishy on that one, didn't he, Miles?
I rock solid on this. That is a no-go.
Why not? Now, you're an educator. You're an educator. Are you telling me that you're not doing your job with these students, that they are not equipped to vote?
So here's an example. Yesterday, we have a group presentation about Snapchat. And I say to the students, I don't get Snapchat. Why would I want to take a picture of myself and message to somebody? And they're like, oh, you don't get it. And they're like, yeah, we have streaks. I have one streak of 822 days. I Snapchatted the same person. And they were going on the whole class, 25 students, on who had the longest streak. I said, wait a second, guys. What's the Fourth Amendment? And they all looked at me like deer in headlights.
What's that got to do with Snapchat?
Exactly. What does Snapchat have to do with life? And you want these kids to go vote? That could repeal the Fourth Amendment or repeal the Second Amendment or the First Amendment or all the Constitution altogether, and you want kids are worried about streaks on Snapchat voting?
Right. Now, listen.
Never mind the fact we just said a 21-year-old can't even buy a gun. Can't buy a gun if you're 18 to 21, but you want them to vote at 16?
Wait, can we say that word G-U-N? Can we say that? Does FCC still allow us to say G-U-N?
Ooh.
I think they mask it. You know on video they do that thing where they.
So you don't have to. You don't have to beep us out or use the time delay.
Some
if we
wacky
say that word.
It sounds like just some wacky audio.
Yeah,
covers up the word.
Like the teacher from the Peanuts.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is.
That's how Ludwig sounds to his students. Wah, wah, wah. Listen, Miles, where are you at in this topic? Should 16-year-olds vote?
I think this is desperation on the part of a political ideology. They're starting to run out of people, so they're having to move in different directions to try to pick up more and more support.
Well, I talked about right before we went to break, I commented on, and folks, you can hunt it, go to duckduckgo.com, and you can hunt it up and corroborate what I'm saying to you, but the Democratic Party in total is walking away from working Americans, blue-collar workers that are out paying their taxes and raising their kids every day, the folks that normally they were go-to depend on folks. But if you tell those folks to go away, which they've done, you need to replace them. And so they're looking to 16-year-olds. Is that a fair assessment? Is that why do you think we're seeing those two things come up in the same week?
Well, I certainly agree with that, but I kind of think that the party has drifted so far left that they're starting to leave anybody remotely considered mainstream, whether it's right or left mainstream, right. They're starting to leave everybody behind. I mean, it's been said a million times. This is the worst the Democrat Party's been since 1929, and they're not getting better.
No, they're actually going further and further. I agree with your assessment on that. Here's my problem in general with the 16-year-old voting, along with the things that Ludwig said. In fact, I watched a debate on Fox News midweek, and it was somebody from Washington, D.C., I think that's where he was from, defending this concept of having this 16-year-olds go. And listen, they can't in most states get married without parental consent. They can't, on a federal level, they can't join the military. I think they could if they had parental consent in the middle of a national crisis. There's some caveats to that. Now, they cannot buy a long gun. They cannot buy a 410 single-shot shotgun. There's a lot of things that a 16-year-old cannot do. And I would submit to you that that's probably very prudent that they can't. Because as we've talked about when it pertains to marijuana and a number of other issues over the history of this show, it's a science. It is an indisputable fact that your brain goes through changes when you get to 12, 13 years old, plus or minus, male or female, any ethnicity, it doesn't matter. A human being's brain begins going through changes when they're 10, 12, 13 years old, and it doesn't settle in until they're about 25. So the notion that we want to pick these folks at their most impressionable transition time and say, we want you to decide it, we're going to replace the average worker with your vote, that's fearsome to me. And I pause a little bit, guys, because I don't know if this is just more hype from the left designed to gin up the Hair on Fire committee, or if they're actually contemplating it. If they're contemplating it, it is foolhardy in the extreme.
They just think they're all going to vote Democrat.
Right.
That's what they're thinking.
Well, listen, they may or may not. What's that old adage? I think it was Winston Churchill. I can't quote him, but the moral of it was, is if you're not a liberal when you're young, you have no heart, and if you're not a conservative when you're older, you have no brain. And so they're counting on that phenomenon to a degree. But I've got a daughter. I'll give you as an example, and I won't say her name. I remember when I was very involved in politics, and she was 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 years old, that was very frustrated with my involvement. Now she's 30-something, and she's very involved. I'm just saying.
I could tell you my 13-year-old and his entire 7th-grade class.
Yep.
One kid would have voted for Hillary Clinton. The other would have all voted for Trump. And the idea that they would just all vote Democrat is asinine because, let's face it, most kids' politics at that age are based on their parents.
There may be some truth to that. I don't know. I know that when often at presidential election years, they'll turn to 3rd through 5th grades and report on what the polling was done in their classrooms as being some kind of barometer to how people are really feeling on the presidential races. I find it fearsome that this is something that we're actually having a national discussion on.
I just don't think it would move the needle that much of the whole process.
Well, I agree with you, but listen, it's part of what we've been talking about, especially Miles and I over the last 2 weeks with the blue wave, because the blue wave was depending on millennials, and we saw almost an almost entire absence of the millennial and younger blue wave in Texas, and then recently in Illinois. And those folks that have been depending on the blue wave, on millennial blue wave, are going, rut-row, we have a problem, because they didn't show up.
If they had some kind of financial incentive for people to vote, or some other kind of requirement or something along the lines,
right,
where they, that would be a different issue, or that would push it differently than just adding a couple of years to the voting age.
I agree with that.
Well, I just think back to that movie I talked about multiple times, Miles. I'm pretty sure you said you've seen it. It's Idiocracy, where we would just end up with a president, Kim Kardashian, or something like that, if we started letting kids vote.
But the left, by the way, on that exact train of thought, think that that's what we had with Reagan, and now think that's what we have with President Trump. They view those two elections exactly as you just suggested we'd get with having a younger people vote.
Right? But they don't look at the facts then, because Reagan was the head of the Screen Actors Guild. He was the president of that. Then he was a governor of California.
Yeah.
Trump is a billionaire,
right,
who's created businesses since the 1970s. Like, these aren't just people who were in acting and then just switched over, or not even in acting, like a Kim Kardashian, literally just walk around it to get pictures taken.
I think I'm with Miles on this one, because I heard him pipe up early on, oh, well. Was that is that what you said, Miles?
Yeah, I was like, this isn't isolated to the left. Okay, this is also like the entire editorial board of the National Review thinks Trump is a clown car.
Right.
And these are so-called, quote-unquote, conservatives.
Right. But listen, even when I put the Thomas Jefferson quote on my Facebook page, I ended up finding myself in a brief, although respectful, debate over Mueller. And I'm going, how the heck did I get into this debate from that quote? The folks that are never Trump, and listen, I'm not always Trump, folks, just so you know that. When he does things I don't agree with, I'm the very first in line to say I don't agree with that. But the folks that are never anything or always anything, they scare me. They do. Listen, we're going to go to a break and come back with an enigma.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, bumpers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
Hey, we're Fireflies, and we're out here every night rocking out our light show at a forest near you. So come check us out.
Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and it is back. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. The Enigma Report.
Folks, if you could only see the facial expressions he does that goes with that introduction. I'm just saying. Listen, if you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt, my co-hosts, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski. This is the Enigma, folks. We've got two or three Enigmas ready to lay out. Miles, let's go to you first. You've got an Enigma for us, do you?
All right, so we're going to the Mirror in the UK, and they're talking about how this robot is running for mayor in Japan.
Right.
And how this is going to go about bringing about fairness and balance. And I got to tell you, as the resident technologist here, what a joke.
So,
what a laugher this is.
Well, we about once a week, folks, if you've not been listening every single day like you're supposed to, about once a week, we'll end up with a robot thing on here. Usually it's to Ludwig's benefit because of the sex robot thing going on. But in this, you hear his evil laugh. He's going, yes. but inevitably, it's because Miles is our resident computer scientist. So, Miles, is there such a thing as political code slingers in your universe?
I don't know of any, but, you know, given how much code I've slung in my life, there's no such thing as politically neutral code.
The fun part I had about it is this was from the Japanese left and then parroted by the European left. The fun part I had about that is that my interpretation, and listen, I'm a layman here, folks. I am way in over my head on this topic, so I have to draw on your expertise here, Miles. But aren't computers binary? Yes, no, on, off?
Yeah, but I mean, it all comes down to the human that actually wrote the code. The computer is inherently stupid. It's just going to do whatever a human tells it to do.
Right. So no artificial intelligence being the mayor that's fair and balanced in Japan. That's kind of what I'm hearing from you.
Yeah, I mean, that therein lies the risk. I mean, if you want to say, well, all computers are neutral, that could potentially be, I don't know how many decisions it would actually make, because you would still have to feed it a set of criteria.
Right.
And therein lies the politics. So at the end of the day, somebody's telling that computer to act the way that it's going to act.
Sure. We see that on Facebook when the robots, as it were, that driven by algorithms that block out, eliminate, or do not trend conservative, but there's not necessarily a person stopping it. In the end, yes, it was a person that wrote the code that sought out keywords to eliminate. That's just what we've learned in the last few weeks. Listen, let's head in a different direction. Captain Macaroni, leader of France, he's talking about a civil war in the European Union. Did you guys read that?
Yeah, imagine that. Imagine a globalist saying that the sky is falling because Europe, amongst other things, let's talk about Brexit, let's talk about several of those countries, are done with all the immigrants coming in from the Middle East.
Right.
Europe is starting to tear apart.
This just in.
That's what we saw with Brexit. That's what we've seen with elections in Italy.
Right.
And other countries. And suddenly, the people, the globalists of Europe, the EU folks, are starting to say, oh, wait a minute, Rome's on fire. Well, right. I don't know if it's on fire.
Right. Listen, several of our founding fathers, I say most, but I'll back off. Several of our founding fathers warned us to not be like Europe because they will always be a warring and divided, fractioned society in total. And that's proven to be true again. Over there, there's peace and harmony if everyone agrees with the Uber left. If you're center, anywhere from center to right, you are automatically labeled far right, and you are not to be taken serious whatsoever. And their idea of centrist is to open the borders and say, yes, please, 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 move in regardless. No vetting, no conscience, no morality, no feeling of debt to the citizens of their various states. And I use state as in country state. It's a fascinating phenomenon, but for Macron, to actually recognize this and articulate it, feels like he spent some extra time with the Trumpster, because this is not the normal walk that we would expect from him, although I don't like his final push was the EU must build a new European sovereignty. And I thought, wow, and I'm not trying to be shrill when I say this, but is that really the Fourth Reich? The European sovereignty is a fascinating concept made up of all of those countries, because there is a civil war going on, and you can't have peace unless you just entirely agree with the left. That's my interpretation.
But the civil war is going on here in the U.S. as well.
It's all over the Western Hemisphere. The free world is truly in trouble right now, and I'm not trying to be shrill, but for folks not paying attention, pay attention, because there's troubles in Western culture, regardless of country. That's my interpretation of it. Listen, before we run out of time, Ludwig, well, you had an enigma. What was your enigma?
the fact that does Trump have to worry about these papers that were taken?
What do you think, Miles? Should Trump's hair be on fire?
Yeah, no. I think, again, this is the Hair on Fire Committee wishing against wishes. They, you know, last week Comey was going to take Trump down. The week before that, Stormy Daniels was going to take Trump down. It's a new thing every three or four news cycles. That is going to be the next big thing that'll blow Trump up.
Well,
I
got to give Stormy Daniels one piece of credit. She has outlasted the 7 to 10 day news cycle that we often refer to. But she's got someone steering her because she does something new every couple days just to keep the fires lit. And by the way, the media doesn't seem to be picking up on her Stormy Daniels making America horny again tour, literally. And you go, really? That's who we're hanging all of this nonsense about taking down a presidency over? That's who we're talking about, is someone that's doing that kind of tour? And when she gives these interviews outside the courthouse, she sounds like the girl next door. It isn't laughable. It's sick. It's really sick that so many Americans are taking this story to heart and serious. But Ludwig, to your greater point, do you think that there's something in the papers that will cause Trump some issues?
I don't think there is anything. I think they'll try to make something out of it. And that's the fearsome part about this is this is so far removed from the Russian collusion case that now we're going after business dealings. And then the story that Cohen may have met with somebody about building a Trump Tower in Russia. I don't see the problem with him. He was a businessman when during this time.
Sure.
And of course he'd want to put a building there.
Right.
And that doesn't, Russia doesn't want Trump in office. They never did.
No,
they don't want somebody who's going to stand up to him.
They don't. The last thing they want is a U.S. nationalist sitting there. Keeping in mind, folks, I'm a states' rights guy. But from the Russian perspective, if they've got Hillary willing to play ball for some money, or Trump as a nationalist and clearly a passionate nationalist, obviously this is not who they picked. They were looking for what we've talked about a number of times. They were looking to bring angst to the United States, period.
If the Russian interference they found and knew about in August was helping Trump, would that not have come out in the news immediately? Obama would have had the DOJ all over it.
Obama knew about this starting when?
In what, August of 2016?
And I believe that he knew about it then because that's when he ordered it. Now, I have no proof, folks. That's just my personal belief. I believe that not only was he aware of it, but that he orchestrated it. Miles, what say you on that point?
Yeah, I think that they were just trying to dive onto the Hillary bandwagon. I think you even heard Comey say that he did some of his actions because he was absolutely convinced Hillary was going to win. So he wanted Hillary to look like she was pure as the wind-driven snow to start off her presidency.
Right.
And it backfired.
Absolutely agree with you. I think before we're done with this mess, we're going to find the truth out. Because I am a passionate believer that the truth always finds its way forward. We will see before this stuff unwinds. Listen, folks, we're inside the 30-second warning. Yowzers. Do me a favor. Go to RenegadeRiver.com. That is how we, in large part, sponsor this show. Take a look there. Send me a message. Find us at TheMikeHewittShow.com. Miles, Brian, Ludwig, three of you, thank you. But mostly, folks, thank you very, very much. Have a great week.
I'm Lauren, and this is my dog, Mr. Sparks. We're from Miami, Florida, and we love our Ring Video doorbell, mostly because over the past year, I've had a bunch of packages stolen. Those delivery guys expect us to be at home for 4 hours of the day just waiting. Like the other day, we were at the store, and I got a pop-up on my phone. I saw the delivery guy talk to him right from my doorbell. Here, listen.
Would you want me to leave it here or over by the plants, over on the side?
By the plants. So now I know my packages are safe. It's like I'm at home and the park at the same time, which is awesome for me and my dog, Mr. Sparks.
I'm Jamie Siminoff, and stories like this are exactly why I started Ring, to make our neighborhoods safer. Join Lauren, Mr. Sparks, and the millions of your neighbors who love Ring. So go to ring.com/America and receive a special offer on the Ring Video Doorbell. That's ring.com/America.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Authorities in Nashville, Tennessee, continue to search for Travis Reinking, the man accused of killing four people at a Waffle House yesterday. Reinking was seen leaving the area barefoot and shirtless. Nashville Police Department spokesman Don Aaron has an update on the situation.
From the totality of the circumstances, from the issue at the White House, and from what we hear in Illinois, he shows signs of significant instability. The police department recovered two long guns from the apartment. We also obviously have the AR-15. There was a fourth gun, a handgun, that is unaccounted for. He could well be in possession of that handgun.
President Donald Trump will push North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to move fast on dismantling his country's nuclear arsenal, but he's not willing to grant sanctions relief unless the country dismantles its nuclear program substantially. That's according to a senior administration official. This is USA Radio News.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Britain's Prince William and his wife Kate are celebrating the birth of a baby boy, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Following British royal tradition, a town crier in London announced the birth of the prince.
Buckingham Palace, we have announced the birth of a newly born prince on this St. George's Day 2018.
The Duchess of Cambridge delivering the 8-pound, 7-ounce boy, and Kensington Palace reported Prince William was present for the birth and mother and child were doing well. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Customs and Border Patrol has fined a woman $500 for not declaring that she was bringing a free apple into the United States that she received on her Delta Airlines flight from Paris. The woman said the flight attendants passed out apples. She placed it in her carry-on bag to save for her flight from Minneapolis to Denver, but her bag was randomly searched by customs. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Over the weekend, Mitt Romney was forced into a Republican primary for the U.S. Senate seat that Orrin Hatch is giving up as he is retiring. The man challenging Romney for that Senate seat is State Representative Mike Kennedy, who got 51% of the vote to Romney's 49. He talked about why he is the better choice for voters in Utah.
I'm a family doctor. I'm an attorney. I'm also a state representative, and it's been a pleasure to serve the people of Utah, and I think that they understood that I would represent them well in the United States.